That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Tuesday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers. And what does Steve Schindler have going on today in Creighton, Bill?
Well, it's heat wave. So we have to fight the wave. And so what Steve's done is it's going to be a throwback. Jake, even if I won't remember him, but I think Steve will. So he's doing snow cones.
Everyone
like that. Well, it's shave your own ice. It's cherry and grape only, and the cones are paper. Remember they were like, Steve, the paper cones? They kind of soak up and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I saw some snow cones at the game last night. They're the big ones, eating with a spoon. No, there's no spoon here. You got to eat them with your face.
Yep. Yeah.
That's it. And you get it all of yourself.
That's right.
But it's the old school one. Remember the one, Steve? It was like a snowman. You put ice cubes and ice chunks on top at the red top, and you ground it yourself. You remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was a snowman was what it is. Yeah. So Schindler's got six of those. So he's got six of those set up. He's got big 50-pound chunks of ice. You chunk off your own with a pick, put it in the old school snowman. You make it yourself. All costs free, of course.
Six
of them set up inside the lobby. But remember, if please send us a picture, and if you could on Twitter. But if someone can find that for us, the picture of the old snow cone making machine. Yeah, these are from the 60s and 70s. They're from the 70s. 60s, okay. Every house had one. Yeah. Every house, and they had. Remember the little squirt bottles?
You fill the little.
The little squirt bottles to put the
coloring,
the cherry juice in or grape juice in or whatever.
And then you'd have some juice. Juice in the bottom of the cup.
You might use Kool-Aid. Might be some because you know you didn't have a lot of stuff. But sometimes you know times are tough. You are on donut.
Yeah, if dad was out of work or something.
Yeah.
Anyway,
making their own snow cones.
Good idea.
And Schindler got the old school paper, like the funnel. And there's no spoon.
What a bank.
It's the best bank in the world.
Eat it with your face. Jake, do you remember these?
I do. Yeah. I had the snow cones with the paper cup. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Have you ever seen the maker, though, from the 70s? You ever seen it?
I don't know about that
for sure.
It's
like a snowman, and you put ice on top, and you have this little red top you push down on, and you grind it. You grind it out and it makes shaved ice.
You drink out of the paper cup.
I can tell you though, there was no spoon. You just eat it with your face.
Yeah, you grew up
no spoon.
Yeah, you grew up poor. We understand.
Snow cone.
Belong to a country club.
I like the snow cone.
Anyway, that's fun. That's how
you beat a heat wave right there.
So Schindler's fighting the heat.
Can you go out? I wonder if Schindler has some benches set up outside. You can go outside in the heat.
Well, right by the go-kart track, you could.
Okay, just go out there and eat them.
Yeah, you throw the go-kart track.
Track's still up.
Track's up.
Bring a date, bring an afternoon date.
Would be nice.
How long does the track stay up for, Bill? Is that year-round? Or how long does the track stay up for, the go-kart track?
August 1.
August 1st.
Hey, I'll tell you what, if I was courting somebody in Pender, I would make sure I know every day what's going on at the bank.
Yes.
That'd be smart.
Or in Creighton, where the bank's at.
Right.
One of the two.
I'd want to know what's going on.
You would. That's a fun idea.
What are you courting somebody?
What do you guys want to do? Well, we can go whip around in some go-karts. We could ride a unicycle down Main Street. Then we get a snow cone.
Let's go see what Shindy has going on.
See what Shindy's got going on. That's a good point.
Thank you.
And you reported how many unicyclists were there yesterday?
Oh, 40. Good.
40? It was 40. 40. Yeah, 40. 40. It was good showing.
Yeah. They came whipping down Main Street about 4:44. It says
incredible.
Which there's video of this.
Shindy leading them right down the Main Street. Whipped into Gregor's grocery store.
That's a, such
it's a
good
shame
parade.
No video.
Yeah. Such a, you would know some of the people.
Oh, I know. Yeah,
you'd
know
be
a
very
lot of
proud of
them.
Yes.
Yeah, so whipping around on that. And they had a beach ball. They'd be bouncing it around.
Oh,
in
now, come on.
Them. Oh, yeah. They were
come
bouncing
on.
The beach ball around. Yeah.
They just learned the unicycle. Yeah. They're riding and doing beach balls.
I imagine yeah. there was a smattering of applause.
Right. There was.
Right.
There was. Yes.
Townspeople. That were sort of intrigued.
They're intrigued. Yes. By it. Captivated.
Yeah.
Thank you to Midwest Bank for always sponsoring Hour 2. And to Steve Schindler, who's not in front of us today. Ben. Twice this week. No. Friday and today.
We have a crisis.
It was yesterday.
We have
today,
a full-blown crisis.
We have a full crisis. We had to wake Ben up.
He's not even here.
Shindaddy twice this week.
Shindaddy
it's
is
Tuesday.
Just in the room back there.
We're going to
hide now.
We have to sit Ben down.
It's got to be a meeting, looks like.
Focus,
an intervention is going to happen.
Intervention's necessary.
An intervention.
Jesus, Ben.
464-5685, call or text as always. The king of the offseason
okay.
for yes. us, CBS Sports, is Tom Fornelli. Was doing some writing about the Big Ten. He was going through people's schedules and their over-unders and what he thinks is going to happen. I'm going to read you what he says about Nebraska and then tell you what he has for their wins and losses. He says this.
Okay.
Analysis. Overhyping Nebraska in the offseason has become a college football tradition.
Good point.
But I swear this projection isn't about thinking this is the year the Huskers break through. It's more a reflection of a strong defense, a lot of potential at quarterback, and a friendly schedule. The Big Ten has a lot of strength up top, but there's a lot of wiggle room for everybody else in the second and third tiers. Nebraska is in a spot to take advantage of that. So we all know Nebraska, again, the over-under is at 7.5. Pointed that out about a month ago. 7.5 is the over-under.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Fornelli went through the schedule, and he points out he thinks they go 8-4.
He nailed the analysis.
With these, he did. Yeah, it was a good analysis. The wins, UTEP, Colorado.
Okay, UTEP, slowly. UTEP, yes.
Colorado. Okay. Northern Iowa.
Okay.
Illinois.
Okay.
Rutgers. At Indiana. UCLA, and Wisconsin. The losses at Purdue, at Ohio State, at USC, at Iowa. He also has Purdue only winning 4 games, so that one would be a tough loss for Nebraska. But if you beat Wisconsin, trade out that Purdue loss and say, you know what, we beat the Badgers finally. For the first time in 12 years, you'd beat Wisconsin?
Whatever it is.
In that case?
Mean, yeah, interesting.
Thoughts on his
record
there?
Some of these games, when you go individual games, it really points up this notion that there's going to be close games. Like saying they're going to lose to, for instance, USC. I mean, I don't know. That almost is starting to look more and more like a toss-up game to me.
Agreed.
Iowa. Iowa looks loaded on defense, so I wouldn't call that a toss-up game, but a lot of these games are they're almost kind of too close to pick. I'll tell you one. Indiana. Come on, that's going to be a tough game.
You don't know what's going to happen there.
It'll be tough.
You have no idea what they're like.
It'll be
I would
tough.
Say, and never put the, I never do the must win.
Okay.
But I think the season really hinges on 4 games.
Hmm.
And that hinges on Purdue, Indiana, Illinois, Rutgers. Because those are the 4 games like that in fans' mind, those are wins. Those are logo wins. And also, all 4 of them not playing great. You don't look at them and go, "Well, yeah, maybe that's the case." But you know, Purdue's playing really good. Indiana, they're unreal. They've got a brand new first year coach.
Rutgers the closest one.
Rutgers probably the closest one, and you got them at home. Mm-hmm. So those 4 games that will determine your 8 wins, 9 wins, whatever's going on. And that if you go through it and you say you go 4-0, incredible year, 3-1, really good. If you get to a 2-2. On those 4 games, that's going to be that'll make it very tough. That'll make for an uneven
yes.
an uneven season.
You're right.
In my mind.
And I don't want to. I'm going to push back on what I said. Rutgers is fine as a program, but they lost their last 4 regular season games last year.
Yeah,
they did. They're not great, but they beat Miami in the bowl game. That's a depleted Miami team.
They didn't want to play. There's like imagine that one on. All right, get on the flight. Let's do this thing. They're like,
Pinstripe Bowl.
Against Rutgers.
Against Rutgers.
19 degrees against Rutgers.
Oh,
and zero care.
They're depleted and they did that zero care. No, the stretch run for Rutgers wasn't great last year.
Tell us the last
hammered one. By Ohio State. 35-16, so it wasn't terrible. 22-0 loss at Iowa. 27-6 loss at Penn State. And they lost by 18 to Maryland. So they kind of limped home. But anyway, 8-4 is reasonable. That's what a lot of people would think. It's a little, I mean, I'm still in that 7-win category, but Fornelli nails it. The good defense, better quarterback, easy. I'm going to say easy schedule. I hate to say easy, but very manageable.
It's a gettable schedule.
It's gettable.
Gettable.
Yeah. I went through most of them. When I was on the plane, I had that magazine.
The plane to?
What's that? To Arizona.
Yes.
In looking through it, I believe they probably have the best schedule in the Big Ten.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Of anybody.
I think that there'll be some might say, well, that's about even. When you look at them, because like you said, there's only one team on there that you just go, ooh, because you don't have Oregon and you don't have Penn State. So there's Ohio State's the one you kind of go, ooh. Do you go that about USC?
And you're not putting a Michigan in that category anymore.
What's that? No, and they're not in that category. But even that, if you're playing.
You don't have them anyway.
It'd be hard. But they don't have, like I said, so of the – right now, if you said to anybody, what do you think the best four teams probably are?
Oh, on Nebraska's schedule?
No, in the Big Ten. I'm going to say it's Ohio State, one, Oregon, easy. Two. And they could be 1A and 1B. Penn State, three. And I'd still say Michigan.
Okay.
Still say Michigan. So, but you only get one of those.
That's good.
So you only get one.
That's gettable.
Some people are playing yeah. Oregon and Penn State.
Wow.
And
so Wisconsin on here, their over-unders at 7. He puts them at 6, Fornelli. But he says the case is... a case where the schedule could prove too much to overcome. This is the losses they have per Fornelli. They play Alabama, of course. Yes. Alabama for Wisconsin. Good luck with that. At USC, they play Penn State. They're at Iowa. They're home against Oregon, and he has a loss at Nebraska too.
It's real hard.
So, Bama, USC, Penn State, yeah. Iowa, Oregon. That is rough
it's
for
rough,
Wisconsin.
Yeah. That's rough duty. That's rough duty.
Ouch.
Yeah. So that's good for Nebraska to catch. They caught things how you want. Most likely a rookie quarterback, mm-hmm. probably starting. And so I think it matches up really well for him. But those four games, Purdue, Indiana, Illinois, Rutgers. Because Purdue will probably be an 11 o'clock kick, half full.
Likely.
Cloudy, about 54 degrees. And then it's like...
West Lafayette.
And how do you play? What mm-hmm. happens in that spot? Indiana will be a tough game, I agree.
It will.
Between one of the two, Illinois or Rutgers, I think will probably be a close game.
Yeah, I think Rutgers at home could be tough.
One of the two.
Rutgers will... Yeah, Rutgers, I think, can hang in there with you. But, yeah, the schedule is, for once they catch up easy team at home to start the season, which hasn't been the case since forever. UTEP has got a new coach. Yeah, and I think a hinge game is Colorado, too. But I don't get into the must-win thing like you, Bill. I don't say they got to beat Colorado, the season's screwed. No, it's not. That's not the case. it would be.
Colorado's way more in that boat than Nebraska is. They've got supposedly, which could be, the number one quarterback.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah. And the top five pick in Travis Hunter, possibly,
so
too.
There's two first rounders.
Two.
And, yeah. And one's at quarterback.
Yep.
So how is that not a must win for a Colorado?
I don't know. Colorado. Yeah.
You're going like, hey, listen, we have this is what we have.
Colorado, by the way, 78 total players on their roster.
Right now?
78. That's all they got. They're so weird. It's such a weird program.
Timeout.
True story. Yeah. Somebody told me that last night. 78 total players. That's what they got. They're just going with 78. Seven under the limit. It's like they punished themselves.
No, that's self-imposed.
Nebraska has how many right now in Nebraska?
Well, 146.
Double the size. Yeah,
146.
They have 78?
Total players. I mean, you double check it, Ben, if you want. If you got a second, Ben, I don't know what you're doing over there. But the double check. I'm just kidding. Bella's there too. Bella's in the house. Yeah, get your fingers going, Jake.
I'm trying to type it out here.
Yeah, you might not find it.
I don't know how you find it.
Yeah, how would you find that one?
You just have to count.
I don't.
Can you reach out to your pundit friend at CU?
I could.
Just ask, is this the number?
Yeah.
Because that, to me, is remarkable.
Extraordinary.
Just to say you're under scholarship, that's self-imposed probation.
Yeah, I hope I'm right on that. Yeah. That's what somebody told me.
I don't have an answer for you there.
We'll look up at the break. Still thinking that someone's going to get eligible yet and show up
before
the season starts?
I mean, think about that. Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing. Nebraska has 146.
Double the size of the Buffalo's roster there, Colorado.
So that goes back to what we talked about with the cap. Think Colorado's pushing back on that?
Nope.
They're like going, put it at 85, we're good.
don't need 100 players.
Yeah, what I was hearing yesterday on the cap is it'll be somewhere between 95 and 110. So you were right in the ballpark.
In terms of other schools you might care about on this for Tom Fernelli, he has Iowa over 8 wins with a bowl game included there for Iowa. So he has them losing to Minnesota, Ohio State, Michigan State, and UCLA. It'd be a rough loss to Michigan State for Iowa.
I don't think they'll lose to UCLA either.
I don't like that prediction either.
So again, the loss Iowa is Tom Fernelli.
Give me the losses again.
He says at Minnesota.
That'll be a tough for them to lose. I think Iowa wins.
Okay. At Ohio State.
Yeah. That's okay.
At Michigan State.
Going to lose that one? That's a pick'em game.
And then at UCLA.
That's also. They could have to have one loss.
Mm-hmm. Out of those.
There's only one you go, I don't see how they can win it. And that's the Ohio State.
Right.
The other ones I'm going like, no, they.
I love them against Minnesota.
They'll be favored.
Yeah. I love them against Minnesota. Love them.
Yeah.
Love them.
The wins for them, Illinois State, Iowa State, Troy, Washington, Northwestern, Wisconsin, at Maryland, and home against Nebraska.
Their schedule could
be another good year for Iowa.
It probably
with their
will
schedule.
Be. Well, who
just
had
the one rough game at Ohio State.
Who had them ranked 11th, Jake?
That would be Phil Steele.
Phil Steele has Iowa ranked 11th.
Probably based off of one thing. Well, they're a good team in what? Their schedule.
And their defense.
But their schedule, he looks at it and goes, okay, they don't have Oregon.
Is Phil Parker like a Iowa's version of Charlie McBride, basically?
Yeah, absolutely.
He's good.
He's very good.
Phil Parker's
very good.
To play, because in general, when you're on coach on defense, you look over like, hey, offense, give us a break here, would you? Can you score, get a couple first downs, whatever? I remember one time we were in the playoffs I was at Northern Arizona. I was a defensive coordinator, and the head coach ran the offense. He's like, hey, you want me to score fast or score slow? I'm like, just score as fast as you want. I'll try to stop them. If you score every time, odds are we win the game. If we score a touchdown every time you touch the ball, we'll probably win the game. Their offense did nothing. They lost to Minnesota last year 12-10.
Can you imagine Phil Parker on the headset sometimes? Yeah. I guarantee you. And I've known enough about Phil Parker. I guarantee you sometimes he loses it.
Yeah, you would have to.
Rightfully
score
so.
The ball.
Come on. Do something.
How about a first down?
Yeah.
Kirk. Hey. Kirk.
Can we get a first down?
Kirk. Brian, you on here? His son, Brian.
That stuff happens.
I mean, one first
Bill,
down.
That stuff happens on.
Or in the press box.
The headset can get really interesting.
Or in the press box, might do the lean back. I'm like, can we get a first down here?
We have 56 yards at halftime. Can we fix that? Really?
Little help. Really?
Little help.
I can't do it all over here.
The quarterback threw for 40-something percent, and they won 10 games. And they threw for 40%, and he transferred to to Utah Tech.
Utah Tech.
Utah Tech. He didn't transfer and go to Montana State or North Dakota State.
No. Or hell, Utah State.
Yeah. He went to Utah Tech.
No, they. Phil Parker, I guarantee it gets rough for them. Yeah, I guarantee it gets rough on those headsets. But Parker's been consistently good.
Yeah, it's remarkable.
He's a godsend for that team, for that program. Before we get to break, a quick plug for our friends at Applied Connective Technologies, Nebraska's preferred technology partner in all 93 counties. SIP IT. They do it all. They're their one-stop shop. You don't need to go to six different people. Go for everything to Applied Connective Technologies. They've got robust and proven effective cybersecurity solutions. They've got phone systems to support multiple offices and more. They have video, anything you need, security, Applied Connective Technologies, based out of Albion, is your place, Bill.
If you live in Genoa or Ainsworth, any place in the state, and you're like, call them up. Will answer. Will answer. And they said, listen, can you just come over here and stop by and talk to us and just evaluate where our system is at and where we're at with security, everything? Yes. Well, I know, but what would the cost be? Goose, Nathan, zero. Just sit down and talk.
Free
just
consultation.
Sit down and talk. And then guess what?
Free consultation.
Because every single person that has signed up with them, what are they at the 98%? Whatever.
99%
renewal.
Jeez.
That tells you more than anything.
Who has that?
That tells you more than anything. Right now, what would the head coach of Texas like to have had happen? Like to have been renewed.
Yeah.
He's not.
No.
He's not.
He's gone.
So this is the
Schlossnagel's gonna take it.
Think about this. They'll call him from any place. They can get that done. That's the renewal rate.
99.
Stop. Imagine the phone. And they answer the phone live.
They do.
They answer the phones live. There's no automated system.
Right.
No, they answer it live. Will answer it and take care of it. It's incredible.
If you need IT help, just one-stop shop. Applied Connective Technologies. Go to appliedconnective.com or call 866-358-0109.
They have a beautiful hotel in Albion. They have a Casey's and they have a Runza.
Jeez.
I don't know why you wouldn't want to stay there.
No.
That's where you want to go.
They got a nice hotel.
They do. They're really, really good.
When we come back, are there new rivalries possible with the realignment in college football? What are the best options for that? That's next on
Let's
Early Break on the Ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.